No escape from the gigantic molasses wave. The main image is a photograph taken at the site shortly after the molasses tank blew apart. In the top left corner, a circle shows where the 90-foot-wide molasses tank stood. When it burst, a colossal molasses wave swept away people and animals, crushed freight cars, autos, and wagons, and destroyed buildings. Additional damage was inflicted by the tank's steel segments and thousands of fastening rivets that became projectiles. The photograph shows everything around where the tank once stood has either been flattened or is badly damaged. A few people are walking around the wreckage. To the right, buildings are partially or completely destroyed. In the bottom half of the photo, there are several vehicles parked and clusters of people standing or busy helping. To the left are the elevated tracks with a number of people standing on them, looking at the mess below. In late 1915, a 5-story steel tank to store molasses was built here at the edge of a densely populated neighborhood. Midday January 15, 1919, the tank burst. A 30-foot wave of fast-moving thick molasses suffocated many in the vicinity. Others, like 10-year-old Pasquale, were crushed by debris swept up by the molasses or died in buildings that collapsed. 21 people perished, some immediately, others after lingering in pain for several days. Dozens more suffered debilitating physical and emotional injuries. The tank had been built quickly, with virtually no oversight. The owners used only 6 inches of water to test its strength. Then they filled it multiple times with 2.3 million gallons of molasses, weighing 26 million pounds. From the outset, people had reported excessive leakage from the seams, so much so that children routinely filled buckets with molasses at the tank's base. In 1925, in the biggest lawsuit in Massachusetts history, the court ruled unequivocally in favor of the victims. The catastrophic event led to reforms in building standards in Boston and beyond. There are 3 small images on the lower panel of the sign. The left photograph is of an ambulance parked underneath the elevated tracks that used to run on Commercial Street. Immediately after the molasses tank burst, police, firemen, Red Cross workers, sailors, and volunteers rushed to the rescue, freeing victims trapped in the molasses, which had begun to harden, and from the collapsed buildings. The middle photograph shows how a segment of the steel tank sliced through a column supporting the elevated railroad. The steel segments are lying on the ground and up against the support column. The tracks collapsed mere seconds after a passenger train had passed. The image to the right is a detail from the 1917 Bromley map. A blue circle shows where the tank stood. To its right was the fire station, and adjacent to that was the very popular North End Beach, where hundreds of people gathered on hot summer days. The map also captures how the tank was built, right up against the elevated trolley tracks.